Welcome back to the Honey Coated Words podcast. I'm your host, Emma, and I'm so excited to be continuing this series on the Gospel of John. If you hadn't listened to the last episode, that was episode one of this series, and we went over chapter one of John. And if you don't know what's going to happen and you just decided to click on an episode and this happened to be the one that you clicked on, what I'm going to do is very simple. I'm just going to read one chapter of John, and then at the end of the episode, I'm going to be walking you guys through a short and super simple reflection time so that you guys can really just breathe and completely absorb what you have listened to or read. And this is for anyone who wants to just get in the Word more, whether it's listening along and reading your Bible or just listening along as you go throughout your day. Something super simple, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So before we begin, I want to start us out in prayer. Father, I thank you so much today and for the opportunity that you have given me to be able to read your word, not only to myself, but to other people, Father, people who are wanting to learn more about Christ, who are interested in Christianity, and to people who are wanting to grow in their relationship with you, Father. I ask that this would reach whoever it needs to reach, Father, and that you would completely anoint this podcast so that it would do your work, Father, and advance your kingdom, and that it would not be my own, Father, but yours. I give this to you, and I give anyone who is listening this to you, Father. And I just pray over their health and their mental health and emotional health, their spiritual health, financial, relational, Lord, all of the aspect of who they are, Father, and the calling that you've placed in their lives. I ask that you would just bring them closer to you, Father, that you would just give them a longing to come to you, Father, every day, that you would give them a spiritual longing to be able to be near you and closer to you, Father, without the hassle of feeling obligated or feeling downtrodden because they feel like they aren't doing enough by reading whatever it is that they're reading, Lord. I just pray over them, and I pray that they would be encouraged, Father, and that you would remind them that you love them endlessly. It doesn't matter what they have done, Father, that you have paid the price by sending your son, and that you love them for eternity, and that you are theirs, and they are yours. I just pray for a softening of their heart, a tuning of their ears, and removing scales from their eyes so that they may see, hear, and know you for who you truly are. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Today's episode, we will be starting out with chapter 2, and then at the end of the episode, like how I said, we're going to go through a short reflection time. So here we go, chapter 2, the wedding at Cana. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." They filled them up to the brim, and he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine, he did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. The master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This is the first of his signs Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and his brothers and his disciples, and they stayed there for a few days. Jesus cleanses the temple. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their table. And he told those who sold the pigeons, "Take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of trade." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then the Jews said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this. and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Jesus knows what is in a man. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them, because he knew all the people and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. And that concludes chapter 2, and now we will move on to the reflection time, which is one of my favorite things to do when I'm reading the Bible. I definitely need to do it more, but I find that when I take the time after reading God's word to really think and reflect on what is being said here and how it could apply to my life, I find that my day really, really starts in grounded in God's truth, and I feel like I can take more out of his word and apply it to my life, obviously, if I have reflected on it. So the first thing we are going to do is, if you do not know what method we're going to be using, it's called the SOAP method, and it's super, super simple, super easy. So SOAP, scripture, observation, application, and prayer. So the first thing we're going to do is scripture. So S is the first one, which is scripture, like how I said before. In this one, we are going to simply write down a scripture that maybe stood out to us, something that caught our attention. Maybe the Lord really wants you to dive in on this certain thing. Maybe you're not sure why it caught your attention. If you haven't found one yet, or nothing has stood out to you, you can go ahead and read over it again. And really, if nothing you find is standing out to you, just pick something. Anything, because everything in God's word is completely, completely perfect for teaching and learning, and it's all usable. So just pick something. If nothing is standing out to you, and if something is standing out to you, go ahead and write it. And I'm going to give you guys a little bit of time to go ahead and write this down during the music that's about to play. And then after that, we will move on to O, which is observation. Now we are on O, which is observation. Now that you've written this scripture down, you're going to observe. So what is it about this scripture that maybe is standing out to you? What is it that you think the Lord is trying to tell you? What is Jesus trying to tell his disciples? Really just look at the scripture and write down whatever comes to your head, even if it doesn't really make sense. You know, this doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to be a scholar to break down God's word and really get into the meaty contents of it. Even the simplest of scriptures, guys, is amazing for the heart. And now we are moving on to A, which is application. So now you're going to look at the scripture and the observation, and you are going to really mull over, how can this scripture apply to your life? How can you use this scripture, God's word, which is alive and active, and how can you apply it to your life? Is there something you're being convicted of right now? Is there something that you need to change? Is this something that you really need to meditate on, or a truth that you need to believe, or is there a lie that you feel like this is trying to correct? Really just stop and pray and ask the Lord how you can apply this scripture to your life. And now the last one, P, and that is prayer. So now you are going to go through this short window. Obviously, you guys can pause any of these. I know it's really not long enough to be able to write all of these things down. Pause the time and just go ahead and end this time with prayer, because it is really important that in our time with Jesus, that we are communicating with him, and not just that, that we are allowing him to communicate with us. So really get in a still and quiet place and allow yourself to just breathe, take a deep breath, just let go of all of your worries, and really just meet one-on-one with your Creator. And that is it for this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm so excited to once again be doing this. The next episode is going to be on John chapter 3. Once again, super excited for that. I'm going to be putting down questions below each of these episodes, and you can find those questions on Spotify. So if you go to Spotify and then go to this current episode or episode one, there is going to be a question that you guys can answer. And then when you answer that, I will actually read those answers off in the next episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this time. I pray once again that the Lord would just soften your heart to receive whatever He has for you. And I just pray blessings over you. Bye.